Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, so very much for your word today, for this time to be together in the start of this new year. We pray to you, Lord, that our lives are changed every day, that we are challenged in such a way that helps us to rely upon you, that nothing's too big that we face, but we can give it all to you, knowing that you are with us. We pray that as we read this word today, that your light might shine through our hearts, and we are challenged, and we are encouraged. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is a child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is a shepherd, my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had seen the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child and Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today is a special day in the life of the church. It's one of those named days. You know, we have Christmas and Easter. Everyone knows those named days. The other named day we have is Christ the King Sunday. It's another named day. Today is a named day. Anyone know what today is? It's not one we really pay attention to, but it's one I know we've heard of. Epiphany. Today's Epiphany. What does Epiphany mean? I heard someone say it. Aha. I like that definition of it. It's short, sweet, succinct. It's wonderful. Aha. Epiphany is that aha moment. That moment where you realize that something. My son gave me an epiphany the other day. It's a wonderful little thing that he picked up on the internet. You know, we take for granted certain things, but when we see it anew, it's amazing. Like, for example, how many of you have those coats? As I look around, some of you are wearing coats, but you don't have them, with the straps on the shoulders, with the butt button straps on the shoulders? Anyone have those? Yeah, you got some of those. Do you know what those straps are for on the shoulders? Hold your hat. What's that? Gloves. You hold gloves. They came from World War I. The soldiers, they all had straps on. When they were carrying their pack back or the bags, they would put them under the straps so that when they were running through the fields or crawling in the mud, the bags wouldn't fall off. And so, ladies, you can put your purses and strap the purses on so that they don't fall off or some such thing. I learned that. I thought, wow, that's amazing. My son taught me one. So how many of you, when going to the movie theater, have popcorn? I love their popcorn, especially their fresh popcorn. I mean, you know that thing's been made at least 5 days ago. But it's still okay. But popcorn is, of course, a vehicle for the butter, or at least the butter-flavored oil. It's wonderful. Now, when the problem with the popcorn, however, is that when you put the butter on it, it just gets on the top, right? Elijah learned something on the internet that he taught me. Once you get it on the top, then you get a straw that they have right next to the machine, and you put the straw in the popcorn thing, and you pour the butter into the straw, thus depositing the butter to the bottom of the popcorn or the middle of the popcorn, wherever you put the straw. Right? Genius. It's amazing. Same with this Epiphany Sunday. The Messiah has been a long talked about thing. The people in Israel, they knew about the Messiah for years and years and years. It's something that they've always looked forward to, because the Messiah for them was this person who was going to come and in their minds create with them a new kingdom that was independent and separate from the other nations. The Messiah was going to be a political power, strong and mighty, able to free them from whatever tyranny or rule that was over them. The Messiah was someone who they all knew about. It was a great hope within their nation. The Messiah, for them, was just that. For them, that was the Messiah. Jesus was to come to give that, or the Messiah was to come to give them their nation back. However, in this Epiphany Sunday, this day of Epiphany that we celebrate, we talk about the wise men. Because it was that moment that for us and for the world, that we realize that Jesus, the Messiah, is not just for Israel. But Jesus, the Messiah, was for all the world. Not to set up a kingdom that only Israel would enjoy, but to set up a kingdom that all people would enjoy. But this idea that Jesus, the Messiah, was for all the world is not new just to the wise man, but we hear about it way back all the way to Abraham. I will create within you a nation that will be a blessing for all the world. I love this idea that Jesus didn't just come for one people, but Jesus came for all people. I also love the idea that this wise man whom we celebrate and whom we recognize came from the East. Now, these United States that we live in, we're a great nation, which I'm very proud and very happy to be a part of. We have our shortcomings. We have our issues that we have to deal with. One of the issues is how we view the Middle East. It's not always with much love and much joy. Brock's looking at me funny back there. Being from Turkey, we've had our discussions about the United States and how we view the Middle East. How many of you, in planning your vacations, have planned to go to Turkey or Iran or Saudi Arabia? I mean, not too many. It's not a place that we think about. We think about it with a lot of fear, a lot of distrust. And there's reasons, some right, some not so right. But they came from the East, the Middle East. It shows two things. One, that the East was able to see that Jesus was not just for Israel, but that Jesus' coming would change the entire world. That they saw it first, before anyone else, and not only recognized it, but went to be a part of it. And in them being a part of it, they helped us to be a part of it too, to be able to see the truth that they saw. The East, through the wise men, are our missionaries, sharing with us a great truth that Jesus Christ is not just for one people, but for all. And also, being from the East, they also challenge us that word, that really small word, three-letter word, all, means all. That there are no exceptions. There are people that we would like to bar from our lives for one reason or another, out of fear, out of differences of opinions, out of whatever. But Jesus Christ did come for all people. I read, my sister is going through ordination this year. And one of my sister's things that she does very well, I do hope that one day you get to meet her, because she's a wonderful, loving person, is she loves people. One of the greatest gifts that she believes that God gave this world is, besides Jesus, is one another. She truly believes this and accepts and loves people of all kinds. And her thought is, in her mind, is that for every person that she meets another piece, another part, another side of God. That God reveals God's self in many different ways through the many people that we meet. So if we surround ourselves by the same people all the time, we only see one side, one facet of God. But when we stretch ourselves and meet all kinds of different people, no matter their beliefs, no matter their background, no matter what they've been through, no matter where they've come from, then we see differing sides of God. We see love and its multifacetedness. We are challenged and stretch ourselves to be able to recognize God in all different places. That's, I think, is one of the beauties of Epiphany. It reminds us that the birth of Jesus Christ is just not this little thing that took place in a country far away. But it's this little thing that took place in a country far away that's changed the entire world. That is good for each person that we meet. And that we should seek when we have opportunities, not just to limit ourselves to a small corner, but to try to open up ourselves in order to experience people wherever we may meet them. To love them with the love of Jesus that Christ has loved us with. And it's hard. I'm trying to learn a language, Spanish. I've told you this before. I'm about in the same place that the last time I told you. I think that was 6 months ago. It's not going well. In fact, as we were singing Holy, 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 did you notice the Spanish was written on the other page? I was trying to compare. I picked out words here and here. I was able to figure out that Santo, Santo, Santo was the Spanish word for holy, holy, holy. Because they were all the same words three times. So I thought, that's probably the right word. When we learn something new, we start to see, or when we learn something new, we realize that it takes time. This is the same with meeting new people. We're not going to like them maybe right off. It may be difficult to connect. It takes time. It takes energy. And it even takes a little sacrificing of pieces of ourselves sometimes in order to be able to love people as Christ has loved them. So I pray that as we do look at the new year, that we do strive to do that, to open ourselves, to take what time it needs to be able to love those that we haven't before. To be able to meet those and accept those that Christ has died for. And I thank God for each opportunity that we'll have to do just that.